It is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock of the Sunrise Breakfast Show right here, Go Radio Langa. And shout out to Cindy Siwe for the news. And played you a dope song by Mafikizolo, Bathi Thando Lwethu. We do have Usas Presh on the line, who is an IEC representative. Sawubona, Usas Presh.
Sawubona, Mongezi. Kunjani, ngiyabingelela nabalaleli bakho.
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Hayi, ngiphilile, bhotwami.
Siyaphila. I just have a few questions for you regarding the IEC, right? So the first question is that, what is the Electoral Commission, known as the IEC as well?
Yes, Mongezi, it is known as the IEC, which is the Independent Electoral Commission.
Yes.
However, famously known as Electoral Commission.
Okay.
It is a commission of South Africa that was established in terms of Section 9 of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, Act 108 of 1996. Ukuthi nje mongezi mangingameka kafishane ukuthi ena wonke ama countries anama electoral management bodies wakhona. So for South Africa, the electoral management body is IEC.
Okay.
And it is a commission that is accountable to the National Assembly, which means it reports directly to the Parliament.
Yes.
Yes, and it consists of five commissioners, whom I can say they are at the level of ministers.
Okay.
These five commissioners, one of them has to be a judge because of the legislation framework around the Electoral Commission.
Okay. Yes. Okay, and then moving to our second question is that what is the significance of the month of June to the youth of South Africa?
The month of June is a very important month when you're looking into the future of South Africa particularly. Wherein the 16th of June itself marks a day wherein South Africa commemorates the youth.
Yes.
Because of the blood that was shed at the Soweto Uprising, wherein students were reiterating from the introduction of African language to be used as a medium of instruction.
Yes, yes.
Yes, although Mongezi, it was a bloodshed, people died in that event or in that activity or in that uprising.
Yes.
However, we see a need to celebrate this day as a country because it is a milestone. There was an achievement because they did manage to influence the government of that day to reverse the instruction of using Afrikaans as a medium of instruction.
Yes. Most definitely, because... Sorry, you can continue.
Yes, and then therefore the IEC, we are targeting youth this month. We are going all out to do our civic and democracy programs so that our youth have all the information that they need to have when it comes to electoral commission and its systems so that they can take informed decisions. And then we are going out with our key messages to the youth, which says youth vote matters.
Yes.
Youth voice matters. So youth vote and voice matters. So in order for the voice to matter, you need to have informed knowledge or be in a position to take informed decisions.
Most definitely, because when we look into it, our EU theatre yamanje, they hardly want to vote because they're like, gyafana sivotilani, there's no change that will happen and stuff like that. Not knowing, Uguti, the power is within the youth, and the youth, by voting, it can make a huge difference. And my next question is that, when is the Community Youth Outreach Focus Week?
We're having our week currently. It is currently running. We started on Monday, the 13th, and we're ending just after the National Youth Day on the 17th.
Okay.
We're ending on the 17th. The National Youth Day is on the 16th.
Yes.
And then when we go to these communities, we make sure that we engage with the youth. We get to entice them to participate in the electoral activities.
Yes.
Through the civic and democracy outreach events. And then we equip them to be in the position to have a voice that is informed.
Okay. No, that is dope. That is dope. So, and also, what will the IEC be doing to the community youth outreach program?
As we speak, Mongezi, we have a regional event that is scheduled to take place today, which is the 15th of June.
Yes.
It's taking place at Pixliga Isama Seme, at Dr. Pixliga Isaka Seme, which is in Folkhurst. It's going to be at Vukuzakhe Hall, starting from 10.
Okay. Right. So, says Presh, who can vote?
Obviously, that's a very key question. And it has two legs in terms of answering it.
Yeah.
Before you can even vote, you must have been registered prior to the voting activity.
Yes.
So, the first leg of it is voting. In order to vote, you must be a South African citizen who is registered, who appears on the voter's roll, and you must be 18 years of age and in possession of your official identity document. That is for voting. And then now a question comes again, how to register. In order to register, firstly, maybe let me just explain where do you register. In order for a person to vote, that person must appear on the voter's roll.
Yes.
The voter's roll is like a register, or you can say it's a list of South African citizens who have registered to vote. And then to register, you need to be 16 years of age, Mongezi.
Okay.
You need to be a South African citizen. You need to have your identity document.
Yes.
It can be your green barcode at ID. And then it could be your temporary identity certificate, or the newest version of the ID card.
Mm-hmm.
When you register, Mongezi, you will be required to provide your details where you ordinarily reside.
Yes.
And then you may register, yes, when you are 16, but you will only be eligible to practice your human rights vote when you reach the age of 18.
Oh, okay.
And another way, the channels in terms of how then, the how part of it, you are welcome to come to our offices to register. We operate from 8:30 until, 7:30 until 4 o'clock.
Okay.
Yes, and you may also at your comfortable space register through a website wherein you'll be required to first create your profile.
All right.
On the website. And if I may give the website, Mongezi?
Yes, yes, you can. You can give us the website.
It is www.elections.org.za.
Okay, so Presh, thank you so much for joining us this morning right here on the Sunrise Breakfast Show and being an IEC representative to give courage and ugcozi to the youth of South Africa to vote and be able to make their voice be heard.
Thank you, Mongezi, and I'm saying to all the youth again once more, your vote matters.
Yes.
Youth voice matters. So the voice and the vote is important, especially from the youth.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mongezi.
Thank you so much, Sis Presh. Have a great day.
Yes,
that was Precious Wagamavuso, an IEC representative, giving courage to the youth of today to vote. Your voice is, and your vote and voice is very important. And yes, you are still tuned in right here to the Sunrise Breakfast Show with me, Mr. Skomplas.
Join MTN. Get 10 gigs for 99 Rand Be a bozza on the brand new MTN Bozza Gigs pay-as-you-go price plan. That's 5 gigs anytime data and 5 gigs Night Express valid for 30 days for only 99 rand once off to stream, share, chat and live it up on Mzansi's Bozza network. So get an MTN starter pack at an MTN store or selected retailers and dial *137# to join MTN Bozza Gigs. T&Cs apply. It's go time everywhere you go. MTN.
That was Ufanzo Magic Hand with Impumelelo, featuring Kabza the Small as well as Young Stunner. And if you just joined us, you missed a very important interview with we had with Precious Wagamavuso, an IEC representative, focusing on the youth to vote and be able to make their voices be heard. And yeah, she was giving us insights, Uguti, who can vote, as well as what will the IEC be doing for the community on youth outreach program, as well as when is the community youth outreach focus week, which start, she said, it started on Monday and it's ending on Friday, which is the 17th of June. As we do know, Guti, tomorrow it is Youth Day, where we commemorate the 16th of June 1976, where our leaders that time fought for equal rights, for education, for all blacks, whites, colored Indians that live within South Africa. So yes, we had that interview, and if you just joined us, unfortunately you missed that dope interview, but yeah, do catch Usa's Presh also coming through later on the shift. And Mamela Ge, still a jam picture right here on the Sunrise Breakfast Show. Cindy Siwaga Smedan coming through with the news headlines at the bottom of the hour, as well as Mr. Source bringing in the sports bulletin, the second sports bulletin of the day, right here on the Sunrise Breakfast Show. Yes, you are tuning to the station. It is Radio Langa, the coolest and freshest radio station in the east, where we make sure which you feel the sunrise. It's drizzling, it is raining, it's cold, the thunderstorms, we make sure that you feel the sunrise, of course, with dope music as well as dope content with the best team right here, Go Radio Langa. And do not forget, we are Radio Langa across all social media platforms. You can follow us whilst at it, and also do engage with me on our WhatsApp line. The number is 083-970-9512. Do send me your voice notes or text, and yeah, we will engage and look into today's show. And yeah, man, see, communicating, come together, and yeah, we always ready and alive to rock your mornings Monday to Friday, Bekele Beke, between 6 and 9 o'clock. It is the Sunrise Breakfast Show with me, or Mr. Skomplas, right here.
Hi, this is Bonga Pesi Vilagazi. You are listening to Radio Langa. Feel the sunrise.
Coming from the land that got that coal, I'm Oz Zeros, and you're listening to Radio Langa. Feel that sunrise.